News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, sticking with that issue of public sector workers calling for an increase in starting salaries, we're joined now by Kevin Callanan, the General Secretary of FORSA. Good morning to you, Kevin. I don't know if you heard what Minister Pascal Donoghue said just there, but he said no one is reopening this agreement. This is more maybe about you trying to sell yourselves to your members?
No, well, I think the Minister, first of all, that's involved here, this isn't about reopening the agreement. This is about addressing a unilateral move that government in 2011 made to introduce lower entry pay for new entrants. So this isn't about people who are currently in the system. This is about our young people who could join the public service, who could stay in the country rather than emigrate. That's the issue here, Ciara.
Okay, but just to go back to the public sector pay agreement that has been agreed, 10.25% over 2.5 years. It's not considered bad. It was widely received well by unions and was accepted. And in general, public sector workers are paid higher than private sector workers. I should say that the median pay for someone in the public sector is 52 grand. It's 37 grand in the private sector. You're not badly off.
Well, actually, the latest estimates in relation to the comparison between private and public sector pay is that they're more or less in line when you allow for all the various factors that are involved, differences of scale and so on and so forth. But going back to the point here, Ciara, because this is really important, government don't appear to understand what the issue here is. The issue isn't about the current pay agreement, or it isn't about people who are in membership of our union. It's about the young people who could join the public service. There actually is little or no cost involved in this, because people who have entered the public service since 2011, by agreement, they skip a number of incremental pay points to end up after a number of years at a point where they would have ended up anyway if the government hadn't done that in 2011. But the problem is that for people who are contemplating a job in the public service, their entry pay, you know, in Dublin, it's in many cases, you wouldn't be able to live independently and take up those positions. And what we're saying to the government is you need to take a step now, realise it's no longer an austerity period. We need to reverse the entry pay. Then let people proceed up the incremental scale in the normal
way. I should point out, though, that just lastly, Kim, like in terms of how the public sector pay agreement was designed, the latest one, the one that has just been agreed, it was skewed towards low pay workers. Like people at the top of the scale in the public sector got quite small pay rises. People at the bottom got 17% pay rises. So what you're saying has already been factored in. I can't really fathom how you're saying that you're all on the same pay when, as I said to you, the median pay in the public sector is 52 grand. It's 37 grand in the private sector. Plus, it is much harder to lose your job in the public sector. You have much greater job security. You have much better pensions. A lot of people think that, as I say, you're not badly off.
Well, yeah, but with all due respect, Ciara, that's a different argument. The issue here and the issue that we're trying to highlight is the fact of the matter is that the government introduced 2011. They haven't addressed that. We're saying that now, as a matter of policy, they should address that. It's nothing to do with the existing agreement, or it's nothing to do with what the minister calls sectoral bargaining, the local bargaining clause. It's unrealistic to expect that the people who are currently in the system would pay for the people who have yet to join the public service. And what we're saying very clearly is this is something that can be done. It won't cost very much, but it would be a really important signal to our young people that we value them and we want them in our public service.
Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Kevin Callanan, their General Secretary.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.